The Tomb of Genghis Khan, Part 2, in which Neddy Seagoon awaits news of an arrest.
Yes, 5 days passed. 6, 7, 8, 9, a week. But no news. By now, the criminals had almost given up hope of being caught. Then, one night, unable to sleep, I walked through the fog-bound streets of Hyde Park.
Help!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you standing in that tree.
Yeah. You looking for them two crooks, ain't you, mate?
Yes. Why, mate?
Oh, I know where they is, mate. Needle, noddle, noo. They're in Singapore, mate.
How do you know, mate?
They left their address for me to send on this parcel of laundry to them, mate.
Ah, I have an idea, mate. Oh, come with me. I think I can...
While Seagoon is executing his idea, mates, we go over to Mr. Goodpipe and Count Moriarty in Singapore, mate.
Shut that window, mate.
There, mate.
Thank you. As I was saying, Moriarty, this clay tablet gives the exact location of the Emperor's tomb. But as a precaution, I have had the entire inscription tattooed on the back of my false teeth, just in case the tablet gets lost. By the way, the man who did the tattooing was Dr. Fred Fu Manchu, Chinese tattooing artist.
Thank you for telling the listeners the entire plot. Talking of Dr. Fred Manchu, the Oriental tattooist, reminds me, as I was coming to the theater tonight, this parcel of a laundry just arrived from England.
Splendid, Moriarty. Well, I'm going to take a bath.
You English! You're so brave.
Yes. Mark, take this gun.
Yes.
And if the phone rings...
Yes.
Don't hesitate to answer it.
Sapristi brains! You think of everything.
Not everything. Sometimes I don't think of aardvarks.
You mustn't be so careless. After all, aardvarks never killed anybody.
I don't wish to know that. Neither do the audience. Now, open that parcel.
Certainement. Or if you're French, certainement.
Merci.
Apolline Paris. We found a Charlie.
Save the brown paper for dinner.
Certainement. Sapristi! What's this inside?
Hands up, Count Moriarty, world's louse ladder champion, 1927.
Sapristi!
Count, this is my friend Eccles.
Hello?
Eccles, this is Count Moriarty.
Your humble servant.
Right, now hands up again. Where's that rare tablet?
Neddy, lower that finger.
In the 40-foot mirror I rushed out and bought, I could see behind me Gritpipe Thin standing up in the bath. Don't move, Gritpipe. Drop that towel.
Right. There.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, now you know why this show can never go on television. We will continue with this delicate scene if the ladies in the studio audience will kindly put their hands over their ears. Thank you.